Thai Prime Minister Samak Sundaraway imposed the state of emergency Tuesday after pro and anti-government protesters clashed overnight, leaving at least one dead and dozens wounded. The People's Alliance for Democracy has led thousands of people to surround the main government buildings in Bangkok for a week. The PAD demands that Mr. Samak step down. 400 soldiers were called in after the clash to support police efforts to end the protests. The head of the Thai Army, General Anupong Pauchinda, says he wants to avoid violence. The general says he will not have the soldiers carry weapons or use bulletproof vests. He says they will not use force to harm the protesters. Despite the reassurance, many in Thailand recall 1992, when the army violently suppressed pro-democracy protests. Scores of people were killed and about 600 wounded. And just 2 years ago, the military ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat after months of protests by the same group now opposing Mr. Samak. Mr. Samak, who was elected last December, says the emergency decree will be in place for 3 days. It bans gathering of more than 5 people, bars news reports that might damage stability, and allows security forces to block access to buildings. As Bangkok was calm Tuesday, and local train services and buses operated normally. Bharanat Samitarak is a spokesman of the Democrat Party, which supports the PAD. He accuses the government of being behind the overnight clashes.
Beginning 2 days ago, the government chose to crack down on the peaceful demonstrators. Prime Minister Samak reiterated his hardline stance, resulting in many people in the government coalition party setting up and assembling people from many places to counter the Public Alliance for Democracy. And this escalated into clashes early this morning.
Courts have ordered the PAD to end the protests, but the group's leaders have encouraged an estimated 5,000 supporters to continue the demonstration. They accuse Mr. Samak of acting for former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who recently fled to Britain to avoid corruption charges. He says he is innocent and accuses the Thai judiciary of bias. Nearly 5 months of protests have helped sink stock prices, with Thailand's main share index down by more than 23%. Over the past few days, protesters have closed airports in tourist areas, leaving thousands of travellers stranded. Union leaders threatening to cut off utilities to government buildings and to curtail Bangkok's bus services on Wednesday. Concerns are growing the turmoil will hurt the economy. Somphat Manorangsang, an economist at Chulalongkorn University, says many business people now think Mr. Samak should stand down.
I think quite some of them ask the head of the government to sacrifice for the sake of the country. I think currently maybe the dissolution of the parliament may be a better way.
Also Tuesday, the National Election Commission voted to ask Thailand's Constitutional Court to dissolve Mr. Samak's People Power Party. The commission alleges that a leader of the PPP bought votes in last year's national election. It is not clear if the court will dissolve the party. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.